We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. The Phils, they lose again. Terrible eighth inning in a lot of different ways. We'll get to all of that. Of course, day baseball today here on WIP at 1 o'clock. The Phillies and the Giants. Phils got to get a game from this series. Not try to get, you know, swept by Gabe Kapler. Phils and Giants today at 1 o'clock here on WIP. Sixers and Suns later tonight. Hey, the NFL draft's in 8 days, and today the Eagles roll out Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni for a press conference. We will carry that press conference live coming up in an hour and 20 minutes. That's 11:20 today. You can only imagine a ton of stuff will be covered, no question about it. Howie and Sirianni, they'll also have Andy Weidel there, who is Howie's assistant. That's 11:20 live today on WIP. Howie and Nick Sirianni. Look, we want to hear from you all day, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to last night and everything going on in Philadelphia sports. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
Slugs have 27,000 teeth.
That is...
What?
Those are some tiny teeth.
It's pretty crazy. Instead of having teeth like we have, they have a flexible band of these microscopic teeth that are... It's called a radula.
Wow.
It just sort of like works the food down the path.
That's pretty 27, cool.
27,000 of them, though.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, I don't know who exactly counts that up. That's a little bizarre, but you know. I mean, I'd
assume it's an estimate.
Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman today, John. Really looking forward to hearing from these guys. You know, as I had mentioned, Andy White will also look 12th pick. Let's hear what they've got to say about that. I think you know one of the big things is the commitment to Jalen Hurts. How do they express it?
Yeah, please or ask them to.
Or
ask
how do they
them
dodge
to
it?
To express it.
Yeah, or how do they dodge it?
Is Jalen Hurts the starter? Just ask it,
right?
Yes.
So that'll be fascinating. I think the Carson trade, I mean, I'm sure there could be some circle back to that. What totally went into it? You know, is it you didn't want him here? Did he not want to be here? You know, that could be on the table. Obviously, Jeffrey Lurie's involvement in draft picks. Hey, Howie, does Jeffrey Lurie get involved in, you know, picking players and then just stop asking and just see what he says. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, there's some nitty gritty, you know, football stuff as well. Like, are you going to run a 3-4 defense or a 4-3? All sorts of stuff we want to know about.
Do you have a separate draft board from the scouting department?
Yeah. Hey,
that's driving me nuts.
I'm with you. You know, all these reports that have been out there, Howie, what's your reaction to it? Hey, Nick.
Are you embarrassed?
Nick, are you in fact weak?
Nick, no. Are you excited to coach the offense and the defense?
Nick, have you heard what's been said?
Yeah.
Have you heard what's being suggested? How do you react to this theory that you're here because you'd say yes?
Nick, have you found out yet whether you do or don't get to set the 53-man game day roster or 46 or whatever the heck it is? All right, so, you know, all jokes aside, and some of those jokes are warranted, some maybe a little bit of a cheap shot, joking around, but bottom line is they talk. 11:20 today, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it again. We will carry that live today on WIP at 11:20. All right, John, let's also get to the Phillies. They lose last night, eighth inning fiasco. Pitcher's pitching bad. Girardi doesn't lift him. Let me cut to the chase with two statements that will sound like opinions, but they are in fact both facts. Fact number one: Joe Girardi blew the game last night by leaving a struggling Connor Brogdon in there so long in the eighth inning. That's a fact.
It's not a fact.
Fact number two. Joe Girardi has been a disappointment as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Both of these are opinions,
facts.
Joe.
Facts.
No, they're. What are you talking about?
Facts.
You can't say this.
It's a total fact.
Okay.
And I welcome everyone to join the conversation here at 215-592-9494. Excuse me for cutting to the chase so quickly, but that is the chase. The chase is he blew it last night, and he's been a disappointment. Fact.
Uh-huh.
And fact. I mean, John, this Girardi thing, like, you know, there was, he's worth 10 wins. Oh, you know, I mean, I think there's some people that actually thought he actually walked on water. No, he doesn't. Blew it last night. Kapler's coming in here. He's 1-2. Girardi's 1-0 this series. Kapler's got a better record.
So does that mean Kapler's a better manager than Joe Girardi?
I don't know. I'm open for the possibility of it.
No, you're not.
John, how about this one?
Are you going to say Kapler's better than Girardi? Because they won a game last night, because Connor Brogdon completely broke down. No. Joe Girardi is a good manager. Yes, I think the optics last night were terrible.
Why do you leave him in so long?
Because our old manager was sitting pretty, right in the other dugout. You are being indescribably too tough on Joe Girardi.
It was a close game, man. He blew
it. First of all, Wheeler stunk compared to what I expected.
Yep.
And he gave up two home runs in the same inning. This is Zach Wheeler, the guy who looked like no one could hit him. And then we were already light on on our relievers because of Joe Girardi trying to manufacture offense, because our offense, those players, have been letting us down. He tried to manufacture offense in the fourth inning on Monday night by pulling Chase Anderson. So we were already light on relievers. He tried to extend Connor Brogdon farther than he should have because he felt like it was the right thing to do. He went on his gut. He thought he could finish the inning, and Connor Brogdon ended up continuing to show that he just didn't have it. His changeup was non-existent.
No, terrible.
His best pitch was non-existent last night. That happens. Joe Girardi was hoping that he could get it back, and he didn't. That's not Joe Girardi's
fault.
Look,
I get the – John, I get
you have to put blame on the players themselves, on our offense for not producing.
Well, they did last night.
Leading Joe Girardi – Joe Girardi to have to make that switch in the fourth. And these pitchers for not pitching up to their standard. That's not Joe Girardi's fault.
Well, look, we'll see where everyone stands on this at 215-592-9494. What do you make of how Joe Girardi handled – the eighth inning last night? If you didn't say it, the short story is that the Phillies have a lead. They got a 6-4 lead.
6-4.
Two guys get on base against Brogdon. He then gives up a 3-run homer. I would not have taken him out at that, you know, before that homer. I mean, he gives up a 3-run homer. Okay.
He's been great. He's been awesome.
I agree with you.
And when Joe was asked about it last night, he said, Connor Brogdon, he's been our best reliever. He has.
Yeah, no, I get John.
He was my favorite.
He's been tremendous. And I actually felt bad for Brogdon. He's sitting on the bench after the second homer, and he just looks so dejected.
He did. But you have to hold him responsible, too.
I get that, but sometimes the pitcher just doesn't have it.
Joe tried to stick with him. That was a mistake.
And that's the problem. And
that's not the end all be all. Well, that doesn't make Joe Girardi a disappointment. It doesn't make him a bad manager. It makes him a guy who had faith in his guy, and it ended up turning the wrong way.
Look, it's the second homer that's the problem, because you get two more guys on base after the first homer. He still leaves him in, and then he gives up a second 3-run homer, and the game's basically over. I mean, you know, if you didn't stay and watch the ninth inning, the Phillies actually scored a run. Rhys Hoskins hit a bomb. I mean, that home run by Rhys Hoskins could have tied the game up if you hadn't given up a second 3-run homer. But they gave up a second. The same pitch. I mean, I don't even remember the last time a Phillies reliever in a close game. See, this isn't one of those ones where it's like you're down by 7 runs and you just leave the guy in there and, yo, guy, get me through this inning. We're going to save the bullpen. We're going to get to tomorrow. Your ERA might eat it a little bit, but we're down 7. We're going to punt on this game. They weren't down 7. They were down a run, and he left this guy in there. You had 2 more at-bats. You had 6 more outs. to use to get a run to tie the game on offense. They actually did get a run, but because they had given up three other runs with a second three-run homer by the same pitcher in the same inning, the game was effectively over. And here's the thing about Girardi. And let me circle back, and certainly I welcome everyone's calls. Look, if you agree with John, Girardi hasn't been a disappointment or it's not that big a deal last night, all right, we'll take the calls, whichever way you're coming from here, 215-592-9494. But frankly, I think there's an elephant in the room that has gone, I mean, I don't know how an elephant goes unnoticed in the room, but I think it went unnoticed, which is that last year, if you're going to give Girardi, you know, a pass-fail sort of thing, he fails. I mean, I people let Girardi off the hook, I suppose because the Phillies' bullpen was so bad, and I suppose because it was a 60-game season, and people are like, eh, it's not really like the real thing. And so everyone just sort of like gave Girardi a pass for last year. Guys, the reality is this. The Florida Marlins, from the same division, made the playoffs last year. I'm going to repeat that. The Florida Marlins, from the same division, made, and by the way, they were like decimated with Corona early in the year. They had to play tons of doubleheaders, which anyone that knows baseball knows that's not good for generally better teams. I mean, that's a tough go. That's going
to disadvantage.
Disadvantage. So they're playing all these doubleheaders, and the Marlins make the playoffs? And we all around here are just like, all right, well, you know what? We'll give Girardi a pass. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good talker. I like him a lot. He won a World Series with the Yankees, with like an all-star team, by the way. So, you know, get him next year, guys. I mean, what is that? 215-592-9494. John.
He had nothing to work with last year. That is the truth.
He didn't get the job done.
He
didn't get the job done.
You're right. He didn't. That doesn't disqualify him as a good manager.
It doesn't disqualify him.
He's been there, and he's done that as a player. He's been there and done that as a manager. Last night was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
It doesn't mean that Joe Girardi is suddenly a terrible manager, that he's not the guy
John,
for the Phillies.
I'm not saying he's a terrible man. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is I think there was a misconception. I remember when Larry Brown got hired by the Sixers. I felt really confident the Sixers actually had like an actual top five coach in basketball. I really felt that way. And I felt that way at other points, not often, but at other points in Philadelphia sports history. Like, yeah, when Pat Gillick was hired as a general manager, I was like, yes, this is a legitimate top five general manager in baseball. I believe it. Girardi, there's the impression that he's a top five manager in baseball. And I'm like, well, why? I mean, he managed the Yankees for 10 years. He did win a World Series. He won a World Series with Teixeira, Robinson Cano in his prime, Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Damon, Hideki Matsui, Jorge Posada, CC Sabathia, Mariano Rivera.
Andy Pettit.
I mean, it's like, so yeah, he won a World Series. Great. Unfortunately, it was against, you know, the Phillies, so not so great, but I think he's been overrated. I really do. I'm not saying he's the worst, John. I'm not even saying he's worse than Kapler. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know this.
Oh,
he's not
on.
As
You're
good.
You're not sure?
He's not as good as people
You're
thought.
You're not sure?
I'm not
that
sure.
That Girardi's
I'm not sure.
Better than Kapler.
They had the same record last year. And Kapler had what a lot of people that know a lot more about baseball than me will tell you is a far inferior roster.
Look, I don't think Gabe Kapler is as bad a manager as many people make him out to be.
Right, right.
I am positive Joe Girardi is a good manager. This was a situation that looked terrible last night, but he didn't suddenly forget baseball.
Okay, and look, I'll say one other thing. I'm still not a fan of how Girardi handles a lot of situations postgame. I mean, to me, his postgame press conferences sound weak and soft.
Gabe? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excuses, and it just, I don't know, man. I've been very underwhelmed with Girardi, and now we got a team that's below 500, 8-9. I mean, look, they better win today, because if you don't know, Vince Velasquez gets the start after today. They got an off day tomorrow, then Friday they're in Colorado with Velasquez. If they lose today, I mean, dude, they could be 8-11. So come on. 215-592-9494.
Think about the lineup that we're putting out there. I mean, you're saying, first of all, the offense did produce last night. It was the pitching that let us down.
Correct. and Girardi.
Yes, there are some decisions that should have been, could have been made in the moment that would have helped us. He didn't make them. Yeah, I'm not absolving him of guilt. But I'm saying, man, when you go down that list and you got Mickey Moniak, and now Maton has been, I don't know, sort of a pleasant surprise, yeah, especially defensively.
Made a really nice play last night.
Oh, a few really nice plays.
Yeah.
I think Maton is surprising me. But speaking of our offense, he's having to do too much in terms of trying to manufacture runs when guys aren't producing, especially on Monday. And it's a tough go right now. He's trying to find a way to make this work, and we haven't been able to put it together, both sides, offense and, you know, pitching.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looks bad. I'm just saying, wait this out, bear this out. Joe Girardi can figure this out. This team can.
All right, let's see where everyone stands on Girardi and the Phils. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with me? He's certainly been a disappointment. And that is, by the way, our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Book daily fee golf at Wake Lake Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, has Joe Girardi been a disappointment as Phillies manager? A, yes, B, no. React to the eighth inning last night and what you've seen from Girardi so far. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hey, Colin.
Yo, Jeff, first I got to ask, did I hear you hit the text line on the afternoon show yesterday saying something like, hey, I wonder where Larry Anderson got that Phillies outfielder stat from, trying to give yourself credit?
Did I hit the – are you asking, did I text in the text line for John and Ike's show?
Yeah.
The answer to that would be a negative.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah.
Did they say I did?
Was impersonating you then.
I mean, must have been a good-looking guy. I don't know.
Well, it was a text, so I don't think they sent a picture.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, no, that was not me.
All right. That's good then, because that would have been a bit ridiculous. But I got to agree with you about Girardi, man. I think he has been a disappointment. I know there's some things you can give him a pass for, like last year the bullpen, like no one could have done anything with that. But, you know, like when he went out to was it Wheeler last week in his start where he went out twice in the same inning? That didn't really get enough talk.
No, it really didn't.
You know, it was a Friday, and then there was that boom play at the plate. Then there was that Eagles article. By the time Monday comes around, we'd like kind of forgotten about it. But like that is something that, like, I can't even believe that a major league manager did that.
And yeah, I mean, mistakes happen, but that was a pretty bad one. Colin, I'm just going to be honest, man. I am still annoyed at how he handled the situation in the Atlanta series with Acuna. And I noticed that ever since that implunk Acuna, they have gone downhill. They had a chance to come together as a team to potentially fight together.
This is crazy.
And he just let it go. And
this is taking it way too far.
Ever since then, they've just been losing. I'm telling you, it's a fact.
It's okay. Too far. Saying that the team has been on a backward slide because he didn't hit Acuna, because he didn't call to peg a player. That's crazy.
I'm just telling you how I feel.
Okay, Gene Segura got injured. Look at that. You got Matt Joyce out there. You got Andrew Knapp finishing the game as our second baseman.
Yeah, I was.
You got Brad Miller in the lineup, Mickey Moniak, Nick Maton.
But that's all new.
They're trying to fit together a lot of pieces because players aren't performing. Andrew McCutchen is basically out of the lineup because he's been bad.
Yeah, no, I get that. I do. But I will say for the first 2.5 weeks, they were a healthy team. I mean, the non-health situation, whether it's Corona, some guys out, or obviously, you know, some actual injuries, just started. I mean, for 2.5 weeks, they were very healthy. Let's go to Chuck right now. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Fellas, good morning.
Hi, Chuck.
Listen, John, I agree with everything you've said. And Joe, I agree with 99% of what you said.
Okay.
Listen, let me ask you a question. And you know, I personally have a good friend that's known Cashman for a long, long time. And he's the GM of the Yankees. And all he's ever told me is, Chuck, this guy's sharp as a frickin' tack. Now, here's my question to both of you guys. How do you survive up there for 10 years with a pit bull watching over you?
Well, the pit bull wasn't over him. I'm just saying, are you saying Steinbrenner, real Steinbrenner?
Because talking about Cashman.
Well, I don't know that Cashman's a pit bull. I mean, Steinbrenner was, but go ahead.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe. First of all, and again, I agree with both of you guys. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Cashman doesn't know anything about baseball?
No, I think he's very sharp.
Do you believe he's close enough to Girardi to make a decision on him better than what you and I could?
Yes.
Well, this is why when I watch this guy, I was elated that he got this job last year. And here I am. I see what you keep talking about this morning, and I agree with you.
Yep.
How did this guy survive? Now, I'm going to say something to Joe, and I'm probably sound like an idiot for saying this. If this guy coached in Milwaukee for 10 years or Tampa Bay for 10 years, I might have said, well, that's the reason why. How do you survive up there?
Well, I'll answer the question.
If you're not a real good manager.
He survived. First off, he did get fired in the end by Brian Cashman.
10 years.
No, okay, but he survived by making the playoffs over and over again because he had a payroll that was so high that, of course, he should make the playoffs over and over again. I mean, Chuck, that lineup that I just rolled out to you, the team that beat the Phillies in the 09 World Series, I mean, how do you not have tremendous success when you have Cano in his prime, Jeter, A-Rod, Teixeira, Posada, Hideki Matsui, Johnny Damon, Mariano Rivera? How do you not have success with that?
If you've been around a block as well as I know you have, are you telling me that there are many people that have not succeeded with a lot of talent also?
Well, there are, but I think that, and Chuck, appreciate the call, man. It's always good hearing from you. I just think there obviously are teams that underperform, talented teams. We know that. I think when you talk about the teams that Girardi had with the Yankees, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, have had such an excessive amount of talent. This isn't like slightly above average team, a talented team, maybe some young guys, maybe they grow into it, maybe they don't. I mean, when you talk about Yankees teams with Yankees payrolls, I mean, you're talking about, in a lot of cases, either current All-Stars or former All-Stars who are still really, really good. I mean, that's the story of the Yankees. It'd be really hard to mess that up. He won one World Series. He didn't win three. He won one. And again, I don't know. I mean, with that crew that I just rolled out, I don't know how you don't make the playoffs over and over and over again. Doesn't convince me that he's a great manager. And I like him. See, here's the thing. I like Girardi. Seems like a great guy. I would love to hang out with Joe Girardi, talk some baseball, eat some dinner and have some fun. Seems like a wonderful person. But blew the game last night. And last year, and let's just be real, in a pass-fail world, he failed. He didn't get the job done last year. Fact. Marlins made the playoffs. Phillies did it. Fact. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your reaction, 215-592-9494. Hey, the big press conference, Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman, that's today at 11:20. They're going to sprinkle that Andy Weidel guy in. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We'll carry that press conference live today at 11:20. Phone calls throughout the show on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.